views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Joseph Gabby Show, consciously living your destiny, will enliven you to break through stagnation and procrastination to fulfill your life's destiny. Joseph Gabby is a natural medium and will share his gifts live, on air, with you to discover the power of blueprint numerology and spiritual healing. This hit call-in show brings positive vibes to enter directly or indirectly to your subconscious as a catalyst to release your old beliefs that no longer work for you. Are you ready for a new and brighter future? Joseph will cover many areas of healing to clear mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual stuckness. This show will be the lighthouse to bring the awareness needed for incredible change. Now, here is your host, Joseph Gabby.
Hello, everyone. I'm Joseph Gabby, and you are listening to the Joseph Gabby Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour and let us empower you to live the life you were meant to be by consciously living your destiny. Each week on the Joseph Gabby Show, I will share with you all the tools that I accumulated in my 20 years experience with numerology and healing and my mediumistic gifts. I speak on topics ranging from relationships and law of attraction to life purpose and past histories. My new Healing Childhood Experience Trauma program accelerate your healing in only 6 sessions long to put an end to your healing trauma and stop the wrong attraction and live with purpose. We will have some of the most gifted guests, speakers, authors, bringing you all the tools you need to embark on your journey to create your legacy and live your purpose. You can connect with me at all time at theblueprintofyoursoul.com. Check my specials on numerology charts. I have a new numerology chart, the psychosomatic chart, which is can give you explanation also what's happening on the body, what chakras on the body. Check out that chart online. And you can also download a free chapter of my book, and that will put you into my newsletter while you are on that site. And the address again, theblueprintofyoursoul.com. So our topic today is the 4 points you must understand to break through stagnation and procrastination to consciously living your destiny. And I felt to do this by myself today because there's a lot of people that I keep encountering everywhere. They always have the complaint about stagnation and procrastination. So it is something that can touch many of you. And you have if you have the chance to call us today, I'll be happy to take any questions you have at 1-800-930-2819. If you have any questions, you can call 1-800-930-2819, or you can send us a message through the instant feedback on Transformation Talk Radio. Now, before I speak a little bit about that topic, I'd like to a little bit mention what's my experience with stagnation and procrastination. And I had a huge part of it because I lived it for 18 years. So within that, with those 18 years, many things that happened and shifted in my life. And this is where it got me the essence on how to understand it in a better way. Now, I started when I was born. I was born in a Catholic family, in a Jewish neighborhood, and in a Muslim city. So I had the opportunity to understand many of those religions. But at the same time, what happened during that time, I was bored. I was completely bored, especially the first 8 years, until on my 8-year birthday, where my clairvoyant opened, and I have something now to do. And that clairvoyant, but at that point, I wasn't capable of talking to anybody about it because I didn't know what I was doing, first of all. And from the background of the religious background in the surrounding where I was living, there's no way that I'll be able to talk about that subject. So in the first 8 years, I start seeing many things. I saw the course of my whole life during those years in the early stage, and it stopped completely with me at age of 15. And from age of 15, this is where they introduced girls in school at that time, and then completely I was off the clairvoyant. And it opened up with me later on at age of 30. So it came back. But at 19, I moved to the States, where I went to study electrical engineering. And I landed in Ruston, Louisiana at that time. And I didn't know what I want, to be honest. So it's like I was going for the electrical engineering. I have no idea what I want. I kept going into different things. The moment I arrived in the States, everybody started to call me Joe, which changed a lot into my own vibration. I will be talking a little bit about it later on, how the effect of your name can influence your life and can change it in either positive or negative direction. So what happened into that aspect that my life started to go downward. I went from school to school. I moved from city to city, state to state. I kept moving. I didn't know what I want. I went for my master in computer science in New York City, but I still didn't know what exactly I want. Who am I? What am I supposed to be doing in here? So it's like many, many questions. My relationship went sour. My finances completely chaotic at that point. And keep moving from place to place without knowing where am I going and where, if I'm coming back even. So I was keeping completely chaotic. Then I moved to Canada. And this is where my shift started to happen when I moved to Canada at that point. By moving there, it brought me the understanding, the awareness of getting in touch with numerology. And from numerology point, I understood completely what everything happened in my life and what's the reason it happened in my life, exactly to the details of it. And I realized by having in the States calling me Joe instead of Joseph, it completely changed the perspective of where I'm going with my vibrations. And I lost the two key element vibration in my name, the 7 and the 8, which is about trust in myself and my own gifts, and also about my finance and my achieving recognition. And this is where it really affected me a lot at that point. And this is where I advise everybody not to change your name if you have the choice not to change it, because every time you're changing it, you're bringing into yourself a different aspect of in your life. And everything stayed the same, even with my knowledge in numerology. I was still struggling because I understood that I have a missing 4 in my name, and that's why the instability in my life. And this is where I was stagnating. This is where I was procrastinating until the moment my son was born. And from that moment, when my son was born, it's like completely everything shifted in me. And the reason and for that, because he was crying all night long when he was in the hospital. And anytime he stopped crying, I have to put him on my own shoulder. And by doing that, putting him on my own shoulder, he stopped crying. And so I had to walk with him the whole hospital from 9 p.m. until the next morning. So I had enough time to think about many different things in my life. It's like I had a complete review of my life at that point. So that's where the effect of where the procrastination and start to make sense for me, why things happen. One thought kept coming into my mind: if I'm not consciously aware of my own purpose, how am I supposed to teach my son about his? And that kept running into my head the whole night after night, keep walking with him every night. How can I be a great parent if my own life is not on purpose? And this is where I want for every listener today to just pay attention, is what action and reaction you're taking in your life has a lot of effect on your kids and the next generation, the following generations that are coming. It has a lot of effect on everybody. And from that point on, I decided to take things into my own hand. I said, I will do anything, whatever it takes, to stabilize my life. And I did. And this is where things start to shift. And the shifts start to come very fast. So it's not something that you need to be worrying. You need to start putting it into perspective that it's time. Whenever you decide to move, just take the initiative and take that leap of faith and take it to the level you'd like to go. And this is where the four essential elements that you need to pay attention in order to help you to stop that procrastination or stagnation. I'm going to be talking about it after our break. And if you have a question about the subject, just call us at 1-800-930-2819, or you can send us through the instant feedback on Transformation Talk Radio. And just give us a call at 1-800-930-2819, and I'll be happy to answer any of your questions through numerology, through a different means that I'll be doing it. And also, after the break, I will reveal to you the four points that you really need to be careful about in order to move from that stagnation. So we'll be right back after this message.
You could teach your child how to follow their own wisdom and make trustworthy decisions. The hit radio show Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay does just that. Tune in Mondays at 9 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to learn practical and spiritual ways to teach young people how to become confident in who they are. Each week, Julie takes on tough topics that most parents dread, like bullying, peer pressure, self-esteem, social media, relationships, and even poor grades. For more information about Julie Kay, visit MindFocusGeneration.com.
Get ready for a new and brighter future with The Joseph Gabby Show, consciously living your destiny. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to break through stagnation and procrastination and fulfill your life's destiny. This hit show will clear mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual stuckness using numerology and an endless list of life-energizing tools live on air. To find out more about Joseph and how to discover the power of blueprint numerology and spiritual healing, visit www.consciouslylivingyourdestiny.com.
Saskia has been helping clients around the world to find the North Star in their soul and reinvent their lives through her free breakthrough program, The Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 Days. If you have a calling but aren't sure how to get there, here's a step-by-step strategy to find your purpose now. You'll learn her proven secrets to achieve your dream in just 21 days. Release your fears and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your free 21 Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams, or to schedule your soul breakthrough session with Saskia. Call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861.
The Ascension Foundation, serving to build an interdimensional community. The Ascended Masters invite you to join them in co-creating this mission. Allow the Masters to lead the way in activating the wisdom of your heart consciousness and raising your vibration. You can communicate with them directly by attending apportation events and classes in mediumship, crystal light energy healing, alchemy, master studies, past life regression, and more. For a schedule of classes, workshops, and special events, visit theascensionfoundation.com. That's theascensionfoundation.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
You are listening to the Joseph Gabby Show, Consciously Living Your Destiny, and I'm my own guest today on my own show. I will answer you with numerology and intuitively whatever questions you have on stagnation, procrastination, or any other concern you have. And you can always visit my website at theblueprintofyoursoul.com. And the phone number to call is 1-800-930-2819. 1919, and you can go through the instant feedback area on our homepage, the transformationtalkradio.com website. And the phone number again, 1-800-930-2819. So our topic for today, it was the four essential points you must understand to break through stagnation and procrastination to consciously living your destiny. And the number four that I found it very essential from my own experience in working with many clients in that arena of life is the number four that I found that is very crucial, that many people that try to avoid it, which is your childhood trauma. What happened in your childhood? Somehow, for many of us, we try to do whatever it is to at least put it, to shove it under somewhere for us not to see it, not to be able to do anything about it. But that's going to haunt at one point. And it's going to come haunt us in a way that whatever we do, things will going to keep reappearing on us from time to time, from whatever concentration that whatever we try to avoid, we have no choice. So it is very important to start going back and get into that inner child of yours. What happened to that child that was hurt or injured or angry or frustrated at that point? What did you do with that child? And that child has probably anger for too long if we left them for many years, for we haven't dealt with that child on our own. So it is very important to look into the number four reason that we need to be able to pay attention to this aspect in our life. The number three is really related with the number four, because they can go hand to hand, is your relationship attraction. What type of people you keep attracting? And you can hear it from many people. They keep saying that I keep attracting similar people. And there is some truth to it. And that similarity in our attraction is basically because we keep attracting the things that are never been dealt in our life, or the things that we needed in our own life to understand, to learn, to comprehend. And this is very important. And this is, in a way, numerology can really be able to help you to see the patterns that keep running into your life on a different aspect, from a different angle, to be able to clarify it to yourself first, why you keep attracting the similar people, why those people are important in your life. Do they remind you of something, somebody from the childhood? Do they refer to your dad, to your mom? Who these attraction belonging to? And this is where you need to be careful with it and understanding it in order to start doing something with it. And because at the end of the day, you need to be happy. You need to be fulfilled in this lifetime. You're not here just passing by or just sitting and watching TV all day long, because it is important that we need to take things into our own hand and deal with them once and for all. We don't need to stagnate with them for the rest of our life. Many into the spiritual arena of life, many people who are following a lot of spirituality, they keep repeating sometimes. I used to hear it a lot when I used to be into those circles, that it's a life process. It's not a life process. It is something that we need to deal with it now and work with it and move on. And that's all we need to do, and start bringing the alignment and what we need to understand about ourselves. Because at the end of the day, you are important. You are important to yourself, to your soul, and you are important. And you have a story to tell. You have something here to show and to bring forward to humanity. Even if you think of yourself small, awaken that giant in you, because you have a giant in you still not awakened, because you have no idea where you're supposed to be going, or because you didn't have the directions. But that can be, you can be helped with that. That's not a problem. And the way I look for the number two, and this is the most crucial for me, and this is where many people have the hard time with it. And this is where many people that they have no idea what to do, where to go with it, and how to balance it into their life. Is basically you need to understand yourself. How much do you understand yourself? And this is very crucial. We always expect other people to give us, you know, the fulfillment that we are missing. But if you're not fulfilling yourself on your own, no one else will be able to do that. Because you're going to get everybody that comes into your life to bring exactly the same attraction you're attracting. So you're going back to the same wrong attractions when it comes to your relationships. So you need to get to know yourself. Numerology, in one way, it is one of the best tools that can bring you that alignment, that bring you those awarenesses, that bring you those understanding in your life to bring the focus of exactly what you want. Because many times, many people that they keep, you ask them who they are, many times they refer to their career or their what business they are in. But that's not who you are. Your business doesn't represent everything about you. And this is where something that has to be watched and focused from those perspective. And we need to take it into those aspects. So it is very important to concentrate on that. It is very important to start looking to ourselves, to understand who we are, what we are, why we're here in a sense, why we have to start to make sense into our life. Because technically speaking, whatever you went into the trauma in your early childhood, it has a lot to do with your purpose. And this is why you ask many people, what's your purpose? Many people, they have no clue. They just keep walking into life without knowing where they're going into and where they're going, if ever they're going to arrive to that destination. And why you want to gamble with your life? You need to get out from being into a box, because at the end of our life, we're going to end up in that box. Why we need to keep ourselves into sitting into a box that we have no idea ourselves, we have no idea what happened into our perspective in life, and we got stuck into the same routine. And that can change. And if you have the capacity to go and follow your intuitions, follow your guts in order for you to change whatever it is you want to change. And that can be done in no time. That's a choice that you have to make. Nobody's going to make up that choice for you. You need to say, I had enough in my life. I keep attracting the wrong people in my life. It's time for me to change my life, and it's time for me to move on where I want to go. And the number one reason that I found the most critical is many of us doesn't have a goal. We don't need to see the purpose. We don't have an immediate goal sometimes. And that is a very crucial, because if you're not having a goal, you keep walking into what? There's nothing, no guidance. There's nothing that you be able to concentrate and say, I'm going for this because I want to achieve that, because I want to grow out of that, because I want to get that in my life, whatever that is. So you need to start looking into yourself in order to fulfill these four essential points in order for you to avoid stagnation and avoid procrastination. Because we procrastinate because there's something technically internally we feel we're not doing it in a proper way, or we are really bored of what we're doing and doesn't have an incentive, doesn't have a flow to us that I really love waking up doing what I'm doing. And that's very important. Once we start doing that, we start bringing ourselves, our life into a focus and start to direct exactly where we want to go, how we're going to take it, where we want to take it, and start be more in control of our own life, being more in control of our destiny, and start living with that purpose. We need to live with that purpose. We need to be fulfilled. Many of us might be happy in what they're doing, but they are miserable in other things in their life. So it is something to think about. And before we're going to go to the break, I'm going to leave again the phone number. If you any of you have questions and you have something you'd like to share, and or you're going to you like to have some insight or even a numerology chart reading to be done for you, just give us a call at one. The phone number is the 1-800-930-2819. Again, is 1-800-930-2819. And when we come back, or you can send it also to us to the instant message feedback on transformationtalkradio.com. And we'll be right back with more talking about stagnation and procrastination. And even we're going to explore a little bit more about numerology. We'll be right back.
If you could teach your child how to follow their own wisdom and make trustworthy decisions. The hit radio show Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay does just that. Tune in Mondays at 9 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to learn practical and spiritual ways to teach young people how to become confident in who they are. Each week, Julie takes on tough topics that most parents dread, like bullying, peer pressure, self-esteem, social media, relationships, and even poor grades. For more information about Julie Kay, visit MindFocusGeneration.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Did you know most coffee, not all, have hidden dangers lurking in it? A recent investigation into grocery store coffee revealed three dangers. First, modern coffee farming produces dangerously high acidity and caffeine. Second, mold content in grocery store coffee contains dangerous toxins. Yuck! Third, government agencies have found grocery store coffee containing 400 times the carcinogens allowed in drinking water. You will be relieved to know that Camano Island Coffee Roasters takes the worry out of your sip of coffee. Imagine how your coffee tastes without mold, carcinogens, or poison. Get your free coffee report, The Five Hidden Dangers Lurking in Your Coffee Cup. Visit NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com to get your free copy now. That's NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com. And check out Camano Island Coffee Roasters.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session. Or dial 415-235-2807.
Get ready for a new and brighter future with The Joseph Gabby Show, consciously living your destiny. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to break through stagnation and procrastination and fulfill your life's destiny. This hit show will clear mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual stuckness using numerology and an endless list of life-energizing tools live on air. To find out more about Joseph and how to discover the power of blueprint numerology and spiritual healing, visit www.consciouslylivingyourdestiny.com.
Gratitude, asks the heart. Tell me, who are you? I would like to meet you and get to know you better. Gratitude responds, I am that which strikes at your door and waits until you open it with grace. I am that which only wants to partner with you at any moment. I am that which wishes your expansion more than anything. Gratitude is on a mission to create a partnership between the hearts of all human beings. Wouldn't it be wonderful to cultivate this state of being every single day? Stimulate the energy of the essence of gratitude in your life while bathing in this wonderful and powerful vibration with our diamond combo and transform your life in health, creativity, wealth, and enriched relationships. Visit our Gratitude Living Boutique at explorationgratitude.com.
I'm Joseph Gabby, and you are listening to The Joseph Gabby Show. We are back from our break, and if you you can give us a call if you'd like to have any question asked at 1-800-930-2819, or you can write us through the instant feedback on transformationtalkradio.com. Okay, so we're going to be talking more, a little bit more on numerology and at the moment, and what numerology can help you, assist you in your life in understanding, and who might need a numerology reading at one point in life, because it is very, very important. Now, the if you've always had a desire to understand more about yourself, then that tool is for you in the sense, if you keep running into the same kind of problems over and over and you don't understand why it's keep happening, that chart will be very, very important for you. If you've been having trouble finding your focus, if you want to learn more about personal challenges, your karma, you or someone special you want to enhance your life together, if you do the relationship type of chart, or if you like to do it for a business, even if you have a business and you're having a hard time to launch it in a way or to sell the product or services that you have through your business. If you have a burning curiosity to discover your destiny, to get to deeper sense of who you are, what you are, if you feel confused and stagnant or lost in life directions, that could be also something that you need to be looking and considered. And this is where you can take that with you and start looking into the aspect why it is important to know about me, and you is the most focus. And I see that there's somebody waiting, Brenda from New York State is waiting on the line. And Brian, you can...
we will. Brenda, welcome to the Joseph Gabby Show. You're on the air with Joseph.
Hello, thank Brenda. You both so very much.
Hello, Brenda. How are you?
Hello. I'm very good. How are you, Joseph?
Very good. How can I help you today?
Well, I just wrote down your four essential points,
okay.
And obviously I know what I need to do is to write down my goals, but I was hoping that you might provide me with some I just listened to what else you just said about trouble focusing, you know, confused, stagnant, et cetera, and I was hoping you might give me some perspective on how to do.
No problem. May I have your date of birth, Brenda?
It's January 18th, 1957.
Okay. And thank you for the date of birth, because now it clarifies a little bit more of things for me. And first of all, Brenda, you're coming from a very old soul. I'm not sure if you're aware of that, but you are coming from a very old soul. And you, technically speaking, you're not coming here for a picnic. You're not on a picnic.
For you have a picnic, you said?
Yeah, you're not on a picnic. You have something important to do. And if you're stagnating today, it's mainly because there's something, you have a deeper yearning or desires internally that you're not able to manifest it externally. And you know you're gifted. You know you have a special gift in you. Maybe you tapped into it yet, or you didn't tap into it, but you have the potential to tap into it. And the reason I'm saying you're a very old soul and you're very gifted person, for the reason that your 1957 is a master number 22. So, and that master number is important for you and can bring you to any level you want to go. Now, what you were saying before about your goal. Now, even if you're not aware exactly where you want to go, even if you're not aware what you're supposed to be doing, where you're supposed to be going into this lifetime, just draw something in front of you. I'm going towards that. What things you, as a hobby, what fantasy you used to have as a younger kid, and what dreams you used to have as a young kid, and start bringing those a little bit into the surface. And but start doing something with them. Don't sit and watch them, you know, to grow. They won't grow like this. You need to do something on your own to bring those to become more fruitful and start bringing the alignment and adjustment into yourself to say, I'm here, I'm going to bring those gifts, I'm going to bring those alignments in me, and I'm going to start to get into my own soul. Your soul is a very gifted soul.
Okay.
And your soul has lots of wisdom, has lots of insight. And you're 18, your 18 is equal to 9. And whoever have 18 in their chart, to me, they are a prolific writer. You can channel book after book.
Okay.
So what is holding
you? That's maybe what I'm supposed to do.
And what is holding you? This is what I want to ask you the question. What's in your way that's preventing you from going the distance that you like to go? And you need to get to your master number, because the master number will assist you to open up spiritually, financially, and can take you worldwide.
Okay, that's what I need to know, I guess. Your master number is 22.
What do you do presently in life?
I work at a government agency, and I also own a business, actually two businesses, an apartment building and a bar.
And how open spiritually you are? How connected you are?
How? To what?
The spiritual aspect of life. How connected you are with your guide, with your soul, with God's energy?
Well, not as connected as I'd like to be, and that's what I'm struggling with right now. I just find myself I don't know how to get there. I'm just working at getting there, and I'm just not quite sure.
Okay, so what I realize from what you're saying, what I realize that, okay, I'm working with a government agency. I have two businesses. I have everything. And then what next? What's in it for me after all of that? So there is maybe...
Well, yeah, I need to...
I have everything. Okay, I might be happy in what I'm doing, but I'm not fulfilled yet. There's something missing in me, right?
Right. I have too much is what I have, and I need to know how to get into myself and find out what I'm really supposed to do.
What I'd like you to do is... If you haven't done a numerology chart in your life, do one as soon as possible to get clarity on who you are. But the most important, what I'd like you to start, is meditation. You need to start getting inward. And this is very important for Brenda to start to learn more and more the deeper sense of herself and where she's supposed to be going and where she wants to go in her life. And that's very important, because you need to start connecting. Everything what you're doing is touching the physical aspect of life. So your businesses are more directed with physicality, and so they don't have any spiritual ingredient in them. And that spiritual ingredient is important to you, because you need to bring that spiritual aspect of your life. You need to get more into this self-help book, from the sense that to understand, to whatever can bring you to become closer to know yourself. It's you who have to know about you, not everybody else, to bring the awareness that in you. It is very important. So the moment you start doing that, then you will be able to get more depth into where you're going, what you want to be doing, and start having clarity. Now, anything you feel fed up of, maybe it's time to let it go. Why are you persisting to keep it? You know.
Yeah. Okay.
If you have so much on your plate, maybe take something out of the plate in order for something new to start to show up. You know.
Okay.
Don't keep your plate.
If I want a numerology chart.
Yeah.
Do I need my date of? I mean, do I need the time of my birth? I'm having trouble finding that. Okay. Cool. All right.
No. All right. Need that. That is for only astrology, and it is very important to start, because the astrology works with the planet, so this is why they needed to have specifically the time of birth, the minute even, and it's important for astrology. In numerology, we don't work through that, so it's not important, but clear out something from your plate and start looking to how can I enhance that or improve something in my life, and whatever you find it's heavy on you, start taking it out. You don't need to keep concentrating on. But even if you have no goal, no focus on anything yet, make one. You know, it doesn't matter what it is at the beginning. But start walking towards it. You know, think positive about. Don't say, okay, I want to have this, but you say, but how on earth am I going to get that? Don't worry about that. Let the universe handle that. Don't do it yourself.
Okay.
So it is very important to do that. And everything will be clearing up for you because you have a very strong vibration and you need to start taking more things into your own hand and connect with your own soul. Because you have many, many gifts that you're coming with, and you need to start discovering those gifts. And writing a book, that's supposed to be easy for you. Look, English is my third language, and I wrote my first book.
Okay.
I'm writing my second book. So what's your excuse? So it is very important.
Okay, Joseph. I will be in touch for a numerology chart from you then, and I appreciate your time and all your guidance.
No problem. My pleasure. Just go to the blueprintofyoursoul.com and you'll find the specials there.
Okay. I will do that. Thank you so much again. Have a great evening.
Thank you for calling. And if you have any questions, just give us a call at 1-800-302-819 and we'll be right back after this short break.
To triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host of the hit show, Get Inspired, Sue London, overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host, Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire. For more details, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
How would you feel if you could bring magic into your life? Here is your Essence of Gratitude tip of the day. By living the essence of gratitude within our soul at each moment of our life, we consciously choose and embody its high-frequency energy, and that is when magic starts to appear. To learn more about the magic of the Essence of Gratitude, visit our website at explorationgratitude.com.
Get ready for a new and brighter future with The Joseph Gabby Show, consciously living your destiny. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to break through stagnation and procrastination and fulfill your life's destiny. This hit show will clear mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual stuckness using numerology and an endless list of life-energizing tools live on air. To find out more about Joseph and how to discover the power of blueprint numerology and spiritual healing, visit www.consciouslylivingyourdestiny.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in each week on Wednesdays at 12 Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And Dr. Peggy will lead you through the maze of info on topics from allergies and antioxidants to zinc and xylitol and all points in between, providing you with simple solutions to help you achieve optimal health for your mind, body, and spirit. Visit SimpleHealthNetwork.com to take your health back and get your copy of Dr. Peggy's amazing cookbook, OMG! That's allergy free.
You are listening to the Joseph Gabby Show, Consciously Living Your Destiny. And I would like to bring Brian, my assistant in that show, and you're going to hear more with Brian. He's going to be more on the show. I'd like to bring him forward, and I'd like to do some numbers on him, because it's nice to, for him to understand where he's going, what, you know.
Hello, Joseph Gabby. How are you today, sir?
Very good. How are you, Brian?
I'm ready. Let's do it.
Let's do it. All right. So, what I have, Brian, for you, your destiny is a 7. Now, 7 is a very special, unique vibration. I like the 7. Now, but the 7 is basically, before I talk about it, I'd like to touch base with you where your 7 is coming from. It's coming from vibration 25, which is the 2 and the 5.
Okay.
Now, the 2 started when you were born until the age of 29. So you had 29 years to understand that vibration. And that vibration is a little bit important to you because it is part of the destiny also. Now, the 2 is basically for Brian to understand about relationships. How well you understood your parents, your friends, your teachers, your coworkers later on, your personal relationships. It's basically how you understand every single person in your life. And this vibration is not a simple vibration. It's not an easy vibration because you need to handle people. And between you and me, people are a headache regardless what you do.
Oh.
There's a lot of problems. Everybody has their own issues from that regard, you know. So there is a lot for you to be able to be learn to become diplomatic in doing things. You have a very good heart. You're very modest in everything you do, but doesn't mean everybody has to step into that heart.
Oh, you know? Okay.
So that's very important. And, you know, you're very humble. You're very gentle. You have the ability to associate with many people. Now, the negative side where I want you to be careful with it is in the early younger age, maybe being naive, shy, shamed, or self-depreciating, or a lack of patience, paranoid sometimes, or suddenly withdrawn. But the biggest thing that I want you to be careful, and I hope you're not into that any longer, is how well you handle your oversensitivity. Because if you're not handling your oversensitivity, you can be easily become a victim or a doormat for somebody else. And you cannot allow that to happen at any point.
I see.
Does it make sense so far?
Yes, it does, Joseph. Yes, it does.
Okay. So, but at 30 to 39, you start with vibration 5. And vibration 5 to bring you more the freedom. You're supposed to be to bring the freedom into your own life. And freedom is freedom from a family, freedom from religion, freedom from culture, freedom from your way of thinking that doesn't support you any longer, freedom from your thought doesn't apply any longer in your life. It's a total freedom. And freedom from negative people around you.
Okay.
It's a big time freedom. And that freedom sometimes might come with a heavy price. That means you might have to do something in order to get that freedom. And you might not like it while you're doing it. And that's very important. Now, you're very versatile. You're very changeable. You're free-spirited. You're broad-minded. And you're here for the expansion of yourself and of your soul. Now, the negative side of the 5 is also important to be watching. Feeling stuck, restless, bored, always bored, doubtful, passionless, purposeless, fear of taking risk, fear of freedom. And I want you to watch important for every 5 eventually, not only you, the self-indulgence. And self-indulgence is basically gambling, smoking, drinking, drugs, overeating or undereating, over-sex or under-sex, over-shopping or under-shopping, over-exercising or under-exercising. Anything we do too much of it or too little of it in order for us to avoid dealing with the main issues that we have to deal with. The moment you have those 2 vibration balance as much as possible, and from age 40 until the end of life, you start into your destiny 7. And destiny 7 is a very, very important destiny for you, because Destiny 7 is to teach you about trust, how well you trust yourself.
Okay.
And that's very important. The more you trust in yourself, the more you're going to be flourishing. Because you're very gifted, my friend. You have lots of gifts, and then you need to explore those gifts big time. You need to learn how to believe in a higher universe that can support you regardless what. You're very spiritual. If you work with this vibration positively, you're a seeker of knowledge. You have lots of inner wisdom. You're very strong medium, very strong psychic. And also, you sometimes you might be living in your dreams, and those dreams, you need to make them reality.
You got it.
It is very important. The negative side, this is where I want to talk about it. It's very important. I know you, Brian, and you have Eugene as a middle name. Yes. Do you use Eugene at all time when you introduce yourself?
Not always. Nope.
Try to introduce yourself always. Try to put it in your signature, in your emails, on Facebook. Use Eugene, because Eugene is the only vibration that has vibration 7 for you.
Okay.
If you keep it around you, you're going to have the negative 7 become very more tougher for you to start trusting in yourself and flourishing the way you're supposed to be flourishing. You're gifted. Regardless what you think about yourself, you're still gifted. Now, the negative side of the 7, and this is why I'd like you to use Eugene, is in the younger stage, in the early stage, you might felt incompetent or felt inferiority, impatient, non-committal, skeptic, paranoid, or worried all the time. You need to watch 3 fears: the fear of your own gifts, the fear of failing, and the fear of being successful. But stop overanalyzing everything, because it doesn't work. You know, and this is where it is very important to start looking into what possibility, how I can improve in my life. Now, many people from a younger age, they found you sometimes weird. Sometimes they found you withdrawn. They don't know what exactly you want. It's not because of you're weird or anything, because of that vibration 7. And 7 love solitude. Doesn't mean you need to become a monk and be by on your own. You need to start adapting everything all together, because you have lots of gifts that you need to explore. You're born in October, it has a 0 in it to remind you that you have lots of wisdom, lots of insights in you. You need to learn to step into the unknown, channel pure energy, and making a choice, take action, and make a decision. And this is where the 0 comes into that vibration. But stop being afraid of the unknown, afraid of your gift, confused about your potentials, or being sarcastic about it, or denial. I don't know if it's making sense to you. Do you have any question you'd like me to answer it for you?
No, I think that just about covers it.
But does it make sense to you?
Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
So, but the most important, what I'd like you, if you keep Eugene at all time.
I shall do that.
It will change a lot in your environment, in how people treat you or see you even, because it will give you more confidence. It will give you more trust in yourself that I'm unstoppable now. So it can bring you that. So Eugene, don't do it halfway in, halfway out. It is very important to start bringing it at all time and start doing something with it and make it happen and manifest in your life and in anything you do. So I'm going to leave you with that at that point.
Thank you, sir.
No problem. My pleasure. And so you are listening to the Joseph Gabby Show and Consciously Living Your Destiny. My website is theblueprintofyoursoul.com, and you can find me at that site. You can email me there. My phone number is listed there. Everything is on that site, theblueprintofyoursoul.com. And I would like to thank Brian for assisting me today on the show.
Thank you, sir. Anytime.
And being there, and also what I'd like to, we're going to go for a quick break, and we'll be right back.
You've been listening to The Joseph Gabby Show. Consciously Living Your Destiny. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to break through stagnation and procrastination, fulfill your life's destiny, and clear mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual stuckness. Get ready for a new and brighter future. Remember, our live call-in number is 1-800-930-2819. To find out more about Joseph and how to discover the power of blueprint numerology and spiritual healing, visit www.consciouslylivingyourdestiny.com.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host at transformationtalkradio.com.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transform your life.
I used to be afraid, and now I love. I feel like fear just cripples you and love frees you. Thank you so much for doing what you're doing and changing from fear to love and showing people that that's the only way. I love, I love, I love. I no longer fear. Thank you.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat Show's the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.